This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. How to start a blog for business. Blogging was all the rage some years ago, and that has changed dramatically. It's not that blogging is dead, it has just evolved with other digital marketing strategies that are available to entrepreneurs and business owners. While we have resources for entrepreneurs and business owners, including step-by-step videos on how to create and build a WordPress blog or website, or the evolution and future of blogging, there's still a lot of opportunities within blogging. As I mentioned in the You Are a Media Company content, blogging is a hybrid ingredient in your marketing strategy. For some, it is an ingredient that is used to drive traffic to your website or improve the SEO for your website, but for others, it can literally be your business. Creating a business blog can literally be the foundation of your marketing strategy. It could be your entire website or even a part or division of your website. Below, you will find some information and podcast content about blogs and, of course, how you can get started blogging. What is a blog? In episode number 70 of the CEO Chat podcast, Gresh goes in depth about what blogging is and how it has evolved over the years. The first blog was traced back to 1994 by a Swarthmore College student, Justin Hall. He is known as one of the pioneers of personal blogging, but it was looked at more as a personal diary than a blog. It wasn't until the late 90s, 1997, that the term weblog, aka weblog, was coined by John Barger. Peter Merholtz shortened weblog to blog, and in 1999 a San Francisco startup called Pyra Labs launched a tool that we now know as Blogger. So with that short history, what exactly is a blog? A blog is an online journal or informational website displaying information in the reverse chronological order, with latest posts appearing first. It is a platform where a writer or even a group of writers share their views on an individual subject. I even contended in the podcast that I considering the blogging if we were more flexible in the definition as the creation of digital content. If we open up our definition of blogging, we see as there has been such an increase the creation and demand of content. The difference is the platforms that these are created. I sometimes will mention that if we look at LinkedIn posts, Facebook, and even Twitter, they are versions of blogs even though they go by different names. This is partially why I argue that blogging isn't going anywhere. However, it's important to know that unless a site calls itself a blog network or community, more than likely blogging is mostly something you do on your own website using tools like WordPress, Blogger, or even website builders like Squarespace, Wix, or Weebly. Also, many not consider platforms like YouTube, vlogging, to be blogging, but if we go back to the definition I used, it could and does have blogging attributes. The biggest evolution in blogging is that it doesn't include one type of content. Really successful blogs integrate all the types of content: written blog, video content, and audio content. Look at this post. How do I start a blog? To start a blog, you really just need an idea, content, website hosting, and sometimes a domain. Here's the steps you are looking at: have an idea, come up with a plan for content, buy a domain, purchase hosting, update your domain records, names ever for your host, one-click installation of WordPress software. That's it. You can get started from there. We recommend getting a domain and website hosting, especially with WordPress.org, because it allows you to receive the SEO benefits from blogging. When you have a blog that is www.yourdomain.wordpress.com or www.yourdomain.weebly.com, you don't get the benefits from your blogging efforts. So, I recommend purchasing your domain name, try CEO Webshop, hosting, try Kinsta, HostGator, WP Engine, or Blue16 Host, for WordPress hosting. Many of these hosts will help you configure, point the records of your domain, and have one-click installation options. Check out the video above and on cbnation.tv. If you don't want to use WordPress and we are pro WordPress, check out some of the website builder options below. Squarespace. http://cohack.co/squarespace/wix://cohack.co/wix/weebly:/http://cohack.co/weebly:/shopify/e-commerce http://cohack.co/shopify. What do I need to blog? After you've completed the steps above, that's pretty much all you will need to get started with the blog. When I speak with clients, one of the biggest hang-ups about blogging is that there's the right way to do it. Now, there are certainly best practices, blogging tips, and things you want to keep in mind, but the biggest thing that you want to keep in mind about your new blog is your goal. Also, keep in mind that you should be focused on mobile, have a call to action, and have really valuable content. There's also many things especially that CEOs, entrepreneurs and business owners should keep in mind about blogging, like if you build it they won't come, but if you market it well they might. It's a long-term medium, and frequency and consistency are probably some of the most important metrics. What does success look like for you? It could be any of the following, but make sure you have clarity around what your goal is and why you are even blogging. It will save you a tremendous amount of frustration. Here are some examples. Check out more here. Increase your search engine rankings for your website. You started a podcast and need a place to send podcast visitors to. In addition to your podcast host, test out certain ideas. Thought leadership and influence, driving traffic for advertisers or to sell products and services. Why should I blog? In short, everyone, I believe that if we go back to the definition I used before, that blogging is the creation of digital content. We can see blogging as podcasting, blogging, or even vlogging. The thing that you want to do is simply publish the post. Keep in mind the three most important questions I think you should answer and get started today. The possibilities are endless with blogging, and because of the increasing importance that people are putting on content, I don't see it going anywhere. Certainly it will continue to evolve and change, but blogging will still be here. If we can do anything to help, please check out our resources, our course, and let us know if you have any questions. Also, keep in mind this is living post. As we add in more information that we feel is relevant, come back to check it out. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.